Entertainment Weekly. The March 19th issue lists the 25 funniest people in America. Thought maybe we'd take a glance at it, see how right they were. They got number one right, Chris Rock. Can't get no better than Chris Rock, except generally Chris does an hour a year. Now, I'm not saying I'm Chris Rock, but I'll bet if you took 300 issues of BarCup.com and whittled them down into 1 hour, I'll bet it'd probably be kind of damn funny. Hard to say, but, you know, if you work on something for a year and being as talented as he is, and he's got the best delivery there is, too, so can't take nothing away from Chris. But the only reason I bring up the criticism of Chris is number two is Jon Stewart in the gang. Now, Jon Stewart is funny for a half hour, four nights a week. That's a little different than giving a good solid hour once a year. But I think they got number one right. I think they got number two right. But again, it's a little hard to compare 30 minutes a day with an hour a year. Number three, they say Will Ferrell. I disagree. When Will Ferrell was doing Bush on Saturday Night Live, yes, that was damn funny. And if he had a career doing that, if we got that every week, I'd say his number three would be deserved. But since he's not doing Bush every week on TV, I don't think his number three ranking is justified. I don't see those teenage college movies that the Saturday Night Live people put out as a rule, because it's, seriously, admit it, it's basically fart jokes and puke jokes with a little titty now and then. I mean, that's, you know, sure, I was 15 once, but I'm 50 now, and poop and fart jokes just don't get it for me. I prefer something a little more, what's the word I want? Sophisticated, yeah, I'm a sophisticated guy. Number four, they have Larry David. I don't see it. I've seen his show a couple times. Seems like it's marginally funny. Basically, he's a crabby old guy who's mad at the world. And, yeah, I can see there being a time for that. But it's real possible to watch the Larry David show, whatever it's Curb Your Enthusiasm. You can watch the show for 5 minutes and not laugh. Now, that's no good. If you're a comedian, if you're up there in the top and your show goes 5 or 10 minutes without making a laugh, hey, I don't see how you get to be number four. Number five, they have Dave Chappelle. I agree. I don't see as much as Dave Chappelle's show as I'd like. It's on Wednesday in Oklahoma, 9:30. Gee, I don't know. That's right in the middle of Law and Order. It's right in the middle of this and that. There's just things going on. And, you know, the whole idea of a 9:30 show, that just doesn't get it for me. Chappelle and Jon Stewart should do an hour together, and I know they do, but they need to start on a round number. I know it comes out dumb, but it's just hard to be in the middle of 9:30 and switch over to Dave Chappelle's show. But Dave Chappelle is damn funny. I love his race jokes. I think race humor is the... I grew up on Richard Pryor, Chris Rock, Eddie Murphy. Race humor, to me, is just as damn funny as it can be. And I like the way Chappelle does that. Number six, Ellen DeGeneres. I like her more now than I did. I remember one of my biggest supporters, I remember it was... It was issue 94, I believe. It was a Go to Vegas issue. And I said, Ellen DeGeneres is not funny. Never was. Sorry, I don't get it. Boy, and my biggest number one supporter at the time, I think I printed it in issue 95, but she wrote me a letter telling me to go straight to hell, you misogynistic, crazy bastard. I mean, she unloaded on me, and it was years before we spoke again, but all because I said I didn't think Ellen DeGeneres was funny. She can be funny. Her stand-up hour was pretty good, but I don't watch her talk show. I don't see how she gets into the top 10. Number seven, Bill Murray. Now we get back to that thing again. Bill Murray's in what? A movie every other year? A movie every 3 years? I don't know. I still have yet to see Lost in Translation. Maybe it's on that basis that he's awarded the number seven spot. I know he can be damn funny when, hell, just in Ghostbusters and, was it Stripes and... Yeah, a couple of those were damn funny. Caddyshack. But, geez, you know, Caddyshack was coming up on, what, 25 years ago. It's just hard to, you know, a guy's got to be funny more often than every 3 years, in my opinion, to be in the top 10. Number eight, Amy and David Sedaris. Don't know who David is. I've seen Amy on Letterman, and I think she's damn funny. Not sure she belongs in the top 10, but I think Amy Sedaris is funny. She's kind of cute and quirky, and she's quite a bit faster than Dave. It's funny when her and Dave talk. She'll say something, and Dave has to take a beat to let it sink in. She's way, way fast. Number nine, Robert Schmigel, who does Saturday Night Live's TV Funhouse. but that's nowhere near as funny as Triumph the Insult Dog. And yes, Triumph can be a little crude at times, but he's the insult dog. I'm sorry, he's the insult dog. You want a polite person, you don't talk to the insult dog if you want a polite person. But yes, he can be damn funny. They mentioned in the article that he went to a Star Wars convention. He was asking, a guy dressed up like Darth Vader, and he asked him what all the buttons were on his chest panel. And he said, is one of them to press your mom to come get you when you're done with the convention? I mean, the guy's probably in his 30s. Okay, who's next? They give number 10 to Jim Carrey. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. If Jim Carrey is your favorite, if he's your idol, you don't have to hate me. You don't have to get mad and unsubscribe. You don't have to write me a hot letter saying, I'm no Jim Carrey. To me, he's the carrot top of movie stars. Anytime you see something written about him, he's always the rubber-faced comedian. And he is so, I'll bet he's bigger than hell in Europe, because he is just so 10 times over the top, farther than he has to be. Whatever the opposite of subtle is, that's Jim Carrey. He just does the goofiest faces, and he does a goofy walk, and then he, you know, does a goofy stare at the audience, and then he starts dancing funny, and people are just, they just can't stand how damn funny he is. But hey, funny involves, as a rule, involves words and puns and irony and stuff. And if you come out and make funny faces, I don't know. Same for, I don't think he made the list, but who's that guy? Oh, the comedians love him to death. He does the fat makeup. What's his name? Little guy. Second City. Did Saturday Night Live for a couple of years. Oh, hell. And you know who I'm talking about. You're screaming the name. The name I was trying to think of is Martin Short. Anyway, they just go on and on about how he's the damn funniest man in the world. He hangs with Nathan Lane a lot, if that helps. But I just don't see it. So, Jim Carrey, how'd you get into the top 10? I know he's super rich, makes $20 million a film. Maybe he wrote a check to get into the top 10. Or maybe Entertainment Tonight, Entertainment Weekly, wants to be his friend, so they gave him a ranking he didn't deserve. Number 11 is David Letterman. Boy, there was a time when David Letterman was on fire. He was the hottest thing there was. An hour a night, bam, 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 again and again, throwing stuff off the roof. I mean, I know it sounds dumb now, but back then, nobody was doing that. And, yeah, I stole the treehouse idea from him, but, you know, he had the entire NBC machine behind him and doing just the dumbest things. He was like a 10-year-old, like Beavis and Butthead. If NBC gave Beavis and Butthead an hour, it would turn out a whole lot like Dave's show. And Dave at one time was king. But then, I don't know, he sold out, he got too rich. It's hard to be a really rich comedian. Once they give you the $40 million, I don't know, you got too damn much money to be funny anymore. Wish I knew what it was with Dave. It's like he let all of his writers go, and all he does now is the nightly Clinton blowjob jokes. It's so sad what happened to Dave right there on the TV. Now and then he can still get a hit, but he doesn't have anywhere near the batting average he once had. Number 12, Aaron Magruder. He writes Boondocks. I think he should be in the top 10. He should probably be in the 5 or 6 range. I'm a great, great fan of his work, although his batting average is not what it could be. He's the type of guy, he does 100 comic strips and 50 of them are just effing brilliant. But then sometimes the other 50, maybe it's a black thing that I don't get. Sometimes, last few days he's been running that Grandpa Explaining Gay Marriages to the Kids. I don't know, or just nothing there. Maybe there's a thing with black people and gays that I don't get, and he's talking to his people, unquote. But Aaron Magruder, a lot of respect, like shake your hand sometime. He also has got the courage, if that's the right word, to go after his own. There's not a lot of black comedians will do it. Richard Pryor did it, Chris Rock did it, but there's so many times, you know, if a Jewish comic is not going to get mad at the Jewish people. He might tell some Jewish jokes, but when Aaron Magruder, every February or March, he makes his list of the black people who screwed up the most that year before. To me, that gives him a lot of credibility. Not that the black people need to be attacked, but hey, if it's there and you don't say it's there, you're lying, and I think a comedian's got to be honest. Number 13, Jack Black. I like Jack Black, but just not all that much. I haven't seen that movie either. Jack Black can be funny. I enjoyed his hosting on Saturday Night Live. I was surprised he was as good as he was. He was singing show tunes and dancing and doing a lot of things that a talented guy does. But just when the bottom line comes down to it, Jack Black, I'm just not sure he's right up there with the big ones. Number 14, Wanda Sykes, funniest woman in the world. I think she should be in the top 5. I could write for her, and she could make it sound funny. That's how good Wanda is. Her show was good, but it just somehow didn't make it. They need to let Wanda be Wanda. They need to give her maybe a talk show, put her behind a microphone, and just let her yak. That's what she's good at. Augustin Burroughs, never heard of him, so he can't be that funny. They said he authored Running with Scissors. So, hey, I'm sorry, I don't read Running with Scissors books. But Augustin Burroughs, if I never heard of you, I don't see how you can be that funny. Scott Armstrong, never heard of Scott Armstrong. What did he do? Let's see. He's the Bard of Bawdiness. I don't know what the hell that means, but again, you know, I have a rule. You can't be a supermodel if I never heard of you. You can't be a superstar if I never heard of you. You can't be a king of comedy if I never heard of you. And not that I'm the arbiter of all what goes on, but you don't know anyone that watches as much TV, reads as many papers, searches as many websites, gets as much mail as I do. And if you're not on my radar, you're not on the radar. 17, Conan O'Brien. Conan can be good. I like Conan, mostly. But like Jim Carrey, he can go way, way over the top. You know, he'll be in the middle of a conversation with someone, and he'll just start doing all these weird voices, and he'll stand up, and he'll jump on top of his chair, and he'll start doing chicken noises and stuff, and just like, hey, dude, have a seat. Be funny. Why don't you just, you know, calm down a little bit, kind of stick, you know, within the human race here, and all these weird, wild things that you come up with, sometimes they're funny, more than often they're not. But kind of like old Conan. Also like him because, remember when he came on, he was pretty bad when he first started, and everybody said, what the hell? What is this guy doing on the air? But he kept plugging. You know, he used to write for The Simpsons, and he's got a good comedic mind. He can come up with a lot of stuff, but that over-the-top business puts me off a little. Getting near the end, thank God. Number 18, Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. Well, they made a gay Starsky and Hutch movie. Does that put you in the top 18 funny people on the planet? I just don't know. You know, Ben Stiller's the kind of guy I want to like, but there's just not that much there. Again, he's like with that Saturday Night Live crew. The dog bit me in the balls. You know, he's just that kind of comedian. And I'm just too old to get into the poop and fart and vomit jokes. And it's not that I'm old because I'm 50, but, you know, at my age, I've seen hundreds of thousands of jokes. And that's why a fart joke is just, God damn, it's a fart joke. If you're going to do a fart joke, it better be the best, damn, funniest, laugh out loud, hold on, stop the tape, I can't stand it, I got to gulp me some more oxygen because that was a good joke. If you can't come up with one of those, you need to leave all that kind of body jokes, the body function jokes alone. Okay, number 19, Bernie Mac. I like Bernie Mac. He's one of those people I wish I could see more of, but he just on one of them weird, odd times. Like Bernie Mac, everything I've seen him do, I've seen him do real well, and that's you can't say that a lot about a lot of people. But I like Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac, he's the man. When Chris Rock was on a show, that was some damn funny comedy because they invented this feud where Chris Rock kept stealing all his material. And I imagine Chris Rock has been accused of that, and for them to use that as a basis for the show, I thought showed innovation and courage. 20, Maya Rudolph. I like her. I like her a whole lot, but geez, just on Saturday Night Live, I think Horatio Sands is funnier. Oh, and there's been a bunch of them that were funny. Not to dump on Maya Rudolph, but Saturday Night Live has had some damn funny people, and the cast they have now is pretty good. But really, Horatio Sands, he could just come out and just start talking, and I just start laughing. You know, when he does this Saddam, when he does the Saddam thing with Jimmy Fallon, the two of them crack each other up, and they get to laughing. But yes, I like Maya Rudolph, but I don't think she's as good as Horatio. And if I had a big long list of all the people who have been on Saturday Night Live, I don't think Maya would make Saturday Night Live's top 20. Dimitri Martin. Wonder who that is. The floppy-haired heir to Stephen Wright. She won the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. So what, she's big in Scotland? Maybe Shirley likes her. Catherine O'Hara. Don't see it. She was Mama on the Home Alone series. I don't know. They say, you know, people get on. I'm not down with the improv humor. That whole Second City stuff and the idea that whose line is it anyway? I think those shows are horrible. Everybody says, oh, yeah, but they're funny if you don't have a script, but they're just horrible. There are no laughs there. People laugh, I think, out of embarrassment. They do a joke and it falls flat, but it's like, hey, we're in a studio and we don't want to make the guy feel bad because You know, if we're 2 minutes into an hour show and we let the guy know that he sucks real hard, then we're in for 58 hard, hard minutes. So, I don't know. I just don't see the whole improv thing. Robin Williams can do it. In the old days, Jonathan Winters could do it. And maybe there are some people. Hell, I think Tommy Mac is pretty good at that stuff. But as a rule, nobody can do it. It can't. I mean, as a rule, so few people can do it. So, yeah, Catherine O'Hara, what are you doing in the list of the funniest people? Number 23 is called Ego Trip, the New York City Collective. Never heard of them. Maybe they're big in New York. But hey, you know, New York has TVs. If they're that good, if they're the best thing in New York, why don't someone put a TV camera on them so they can be known in hell holes like Oklahoma? 24 on the list, Sarah Silverman. I like her. She did some race humor that got her in a whole lot of trouble. I think we talked about it. She said something about chinks. Her intent was not to harm. Her intent was to make fun, was to laugh. And boy, she caught a lot of shit for it, but it takes courage to take that step out there. I like her for having that kind of courage. Plus, the times I've seen her do stand-up, she was funny too. So yes, Sarah Silverman, 24, she should probably be more like 10 or 12. David Attell. Don't know David. But I hope he's not that guy that did the interview and said he liked Barkup.com. I sure would hate to kick a guy in the teeth that said on national or in a national interview, I don't know if it was on TV or what, but he said he liked Barkup and Media Whores Online and some of the others said they were addictive. And I liked whoever said that. Was that David Attell? The guy who said that was the bald guy on that show that I don't get. Oh, hell. It's that new show on Fox where dad's in jail and everybody's dysfunctional. Arrested Development. Tried to watch it a couple times. Kept waiting for the jokes. Couldn't find the jokes. So I moved on. Besides, Sunday night, you got your Alias, you got your Sopranos, you got your Practice. You got now that Jordan. We like to watch all the autopsy murder mystery shows because we can figure it out so much earlier than the people on the show do. It's kind of fun out with the detectives on TV. Number 25. Oh, David Attell was 25. 25.5 they gave to Kelly Ripa. Now, I give her the 25 for being cute, but I don't know. They're saying that she gets along with Reed just real well and she's perky and stuff. Hey, maybe that could be. But Entertainment Weekly, I think you did I give you guys a C on your grading here. You got the first two right, but you got a lot of them wrong. But anyway, those are the comedians in the Entertainment Weekly.
Up right into a mess. Imagine using 9/11 footage. Promote yourself. I mean, can you imagine if I put out a TV commercial with 9/11 footage and told you to listen to my show and said I was a great American?
This is why you should listen to me.
On the hallowed ground where people died, we are hardworking firemen who are 10 times braver than George W. Bush. Yeah. He puts the firemen
standing on top of the rubble.
Yeah. George W. Bush was around a lot of really brave people when this happened. Can you imagine the
nerve?
He
came and visited the brave people.
He visited brave people. That's what he's promoting.
And some were like no others.
Boy, that ad's going to be pulled. All right, let's start it again.
Some challenges we've seen before. And some were like no others. But America rose to the challenge. What sees us through tough times?
Let me ask you something. You think Bush would be brave enough to run into a burning building and help someone?
No.
I know I'm not. I know he isn't. Mr. X is, but not Mr. George Bush. President Bush personally watched the attacks on TV. President Bush, as soon as the attacks happened, was in a plane hiding somewhere. And then
go around until he knew it was there.
Now we're going to show you some footage of him hanging around with some really brave firemen to make you think that he's brave. I mean, that's insane. I mean, I'm not even. I mean, who are his people? I mean, they must have shown it to Bush before they put it on TV, no? Or do they just put it out there?
I'm sure he saw this. They thought it was a good idea.
I like it. It makes me look brave.
Freedom, faith, families, and sacrifice.
Faith.
What's that about?
Wasn't Bush the guy who said we're on a crusade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then they told him you better not say crusade.
Yeah. That's the religious thing.
President Bush, steady leadership in times of change.
I just remember Bush rushing Bin Laden's family out of the country so they wouldn't get hurt.
Hmm. What is that about?
George Bush hates fags. George Bush thinks if a fag gets married, it's going to ruin your life. It's going to impact you really,
your
really.
Your marriage won't mean anything. Yeah.
Your marriage will be. Your marriage is a joke if those fags get married. Hi. We represent President Bush's campaign to get reelected to the highest office in the land. If you're a queer and you're watching this, please turn it off. You are hated by us. George Bush hasn't done cocaine for a long, long time. And hasn't crashed his car into bushes and drove drunk for a really long time.
The president stopped partying at 40.
And found Jesus. The president had, like, tons of fun for 40 years and then found Jesus and decided to clean up his act. Shouldn't you clean up your act? We are CREEP, Committee to Re-elect the President. George Bush will protect you from a black woman's nipple being seen during the Super Bowl because you can't handle it. And Jesus would have wanted it that way. Get him out of here.
George Bush was asleep during the dirty halftime show at the Super Bowl.
George Bush hasn't read the newspaper since 1954. Can't find Bin Laden, but he will destroy Howard Stern and get him off the radio. All right,
yes.
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Well, that was show 31. I hope you liked it. We're starting work on show 32 now. I'm in the mood to do a lot of talking, so I might as well talk it into the microphone and get something out of it. Thanks for listening. Hope you liked it. We'll be back real soon with show 32.